This is Voices from the Classroom, a WFSU radio project sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative.
My name is Nicholas Branham. I go to Jefferson County Middle High School, and I graduate in the year of 2015. Jefferson County Middle High School, that's my school, but a lot of people ask me, why you ain't left yet? Why you still here? The thing that drives me to stay here the most and try to change things is my Tiger pride. I've been a Tiger all my life. When I first joined ROTC, it wasn't because I wanted to do it. It was either that or the art class, and I don't like art class at all. You know, the first year was kind of rocky because we didn't have a quote-unquote good instructor. The next year, a guy that I knew, he was talking me into getting to ROTC, and me and him developed a kind of a father-son relationship. With a person like that in charge of you, how can you not want to be a part of something like this? After I graduate, I will be going to basic training. I've enlisted in the Army, but I've enlisted in doing the reserve, so the Army is going to pay for me to go to college, so I'll be attending college, and then I go in as an officer. School is undecided right now. I'm trying to stay local because, you know, keep an eye on my mother. She's health is failing, so I just want to stay around a little bit longer because I don't want to be somewhere far off. That's what really pushed me to go to college first, so I can stay around locally. So when something happens, I won't be so far away and I can't get to her in time. I was a foster child and she adopted me out of the kindness of her heart. She didn't have to do it. And she's really embraced me and shown me love and care and compassion. It would be selfish of me not to repay her back for these things she's done to me. My name is Nicholas Branham. I go to Jefferson County Middle High School, and I graduate in 2015.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.